Rusty Quill presents.
Special thanks to Rhea. May the great river of life generate for you vast quantities of hydroelectric power with which to destroy your enemies.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Hello.
Oh.
Hi, David.
Hi, Hartrow. Why are you so late? I was expecting maybe some untimeliness from you, not Trexel, but you.
Yes, well, of course. Yes, I like to be timely. And I did start at the correct time. And I didn't just bring this frozen slurry cart for us to sample the deliciousness of.
I was sort of hoping maybe you just brought treats for...
No, David, because it's not full of treats.
Oh.
I knew little Trexel, the Geist man, would be trying to hide. Trying not to come on time. Board knows where he'd like to be spending his time, but I had something else up my sleeve. Yeah, well, probably in a bar. But I've caught him.
Right, so he's in there.
Yeah.
Wait, now, hang on, hang on a minute.
I have to let him out.
I don't know, hang on a minute.
Yes, must we let him out? What would we gain?
Yeah, no, the brief hatch is still closed. I don't think it's registered the
consultant lock, of course.
We had the brief tube system reinforced after someone got caught tampering with already submitted briefs.
But before we do, I just want to mention something. You wanted to stop him from turning up late, but he has coincidentally turned up in that car around about the exact same time he does every day, so... You're going to have to get a better time on this, I think.
David Seven, these are details. And one thing's true about Hartrow, that is that she improves. And this is just me letting Trexel know the game is afoot, you know.
Oh, right.
Like, you better run, Squirrel, because I'm coming.
Yeah, because there's a feat coming. Okay, yes.
Should we see how he's doing? He's probably pretty cold. Poor little thing. Let's see if I can just open one of these. Oh, there we go.
Oh, look, a Trexicle.
I was promised free money if I walked into that chamber. And all of a sudden, there's a slamming noise, and it's dark, and it's cold, and then there's an hour of silence. I demand to know what is the meaning of this. Dave, am I in the... What? I'm at work? This is even worse than Frostbite.
Ugh. Oh, no, don't shut it. Don't shut it. You have to come out.
I'll die in here.
You have to go to work, Trexel. We can't get the brief.
Ugh. Wait. No, it's open. It's registered. He's registered. Just get rid of him. It's fine.
What? No, you're not
handling the brief without me. No, I'll come.
Well, he seems to be holding the brief. Quite fine.
I just need to unfreeze my lips. Okay, that's got one of them. Oh, and there's the other. Okay, I think I'm thawing a bit now, just a bit crunchy around the joints. Ready to go, ready to rear. I'm a raring boy. Oh,
Trexel,
everything hurts.
Trexel, you've forgotten about your legs.
Oh, can't I just...
Ouch.
There you go. There's a bit of movement.
If he didn't drink so much antifreeze, he'd probably be dead. Better luck next time.
So do you see what happens when you try to hide from me? I'm going to find you.
I get enticed into small, cold boxes. I must admit,
it was so easy.
It was a pretty clever ruse there, Hartrow. You painted a pretty enticing message. Trexel, come in here. There's money. What was I to do? Not walk into what was clearly a freezer? I don't think so. Who am I? Trexel Geistman? Yes. On I walk.
So I've always wondered, but never got a proper answer, for obvious reasons. What does Trexel do all day when he should be at work?
It is incredible. This man is...
Hello.
You would think... For the first hour, I mean, because I have to admit, David Seven, I was surprised as well that it took me so long to catch him. It's just the complete unpredictableness of his life. He has absolutely
I'm like a bouncy ball chucked in a school gymnasium. Who knows where I came from? Who knows where I'm going? All we know is teacher's cross.
No structure whatsoever. At one point, he was staring at a window.
What are you hiding?
He was licking it. I don't know why he was licking it.
Taste the knowledge.
He tries to speak to people. That's the most pathetic bit. He speaks to several people and they just walk by or pretend they haven't seen him. He spoke to one person for about 5 minutes before he realized they were asleep. I mean, this is pathetic.
I'm working up a theory that sometimes I'm invisible, but I can't tell when. It's the only rational explanation.
Trex, is there anybody on Stella Firma that you haven't at some point wronged?
No.
When Trexel is in a room, the living envy the dead.
Should I do the brief?
Oh,
I think I should do the brief.
Well, we can.
Yeah, I've brought my my materials and my stationery.
The craft box. The crafts are here.
Well, I mean, usually the brief is submitted. I kind of just write it down and then it rolls
it's
it up.
It's not really
in the
a craft zone. Like, there's no real room. It's more of a brain palace, you know, more an obstacle course of the mind. Not much like paper and craft and cardboard.
Unless you want to use it for ideation, but like really we don't really usually have that much time.
What's going on.
Really, it's all I can do to get it written down.
What's going on here? You boys, you're a bit intimidated, aren't you?
Crafts is the most intimidating of all the hobbies. So many knives.
No, what's going on is that Trexel and you were late for work.
Now listen, I
actually am quite intimidated, if it means anything. It's those kind of safety scissors. What are you trying to save me from? Reveal your secrets!
Right, well, I'm just going to set up over here. It's obviously... Oh, there's the table. There we go. This is perfect space for me.
There must be a manual somewhere. I mean, if I found it, I wouldn't read it, but the concept of one seems sensible.
Lounge mode activated.
I swear the room's bigger now.
Oh, I just
now.
Did a size adjustment.
It is bigger.
What?
And there's more cushions. It's comfier and nicer, and I hate it.
Well, we need to be comfortable when we work. I mean, how do ideas produce themselves in a chamber of uncomfortable tightness?
Ideas are produced by restrictions and pain. If you want to find out how to escape a situation, start strangling yourself, and then you'll find a way out.
Security alerted about... whatever that was.
Now, I think a good idea comes to you when you try hard enough and you invest your time and you properly structure things and you prepare yourself. I mean, you need to wake up at least by 4 a.m. in the morning if you want to have a good idea.
Okay, I think creativity works like I should read the brief so we know what the problem is.
There is only one 4 a.m.
Wait, now, are we just ignoring the thing that I said? Are we still on the...
No, we need to establish it.
But we've...
Waking up, you can be awake through 4 a.m, but waking up at 4 a.m, that's unconscionable. Hartro, and you will be hearing from my lawyers. If I can find out who they are, you'll be hearing from them.
Well, I will stand up in court and defend 4 a.m. till the chickens fly the moon.
Not a phrase.
Let's not even bother with it. Let's have it right now. Let's do a holovision of a court.
No.
I put it to you. Order! Order in
aren't you
time
here
court.
So, no, aren't you here so we submit the brief?
David.
Yes,
you
yes.
are in contempt of time court. Contempt of time court. Now, Ms. No. Pilts, I put it to you that your insinuation of a 4 a.m. wake-up is
are
a
you
time
the, are you,
crime.
No, hang on a minute.
Law.
Are you the judge or the prosecutor?
Both.
No, that's
you cannot be
you.
The judge. That's the vet. I
no,
call
I
w- non-fair no, trial.
What,
I object.
I would like Hartro's comments stricken from the records. Overruled, sustained. Okay.
Okay,
you
are
not the judge. David Seven has to be the judge.
I'll be the prosecutor. I'll be the prosecutor.
Oh, yes. Good, good. Okay. David Seven's the prosecution. I'm the judge and Hartro is the defendant.
Okay.
Order in the court.
The prosecution wants to make their opening statement.
Please, prosecution, approach the bench.
The prosecution calls no witnesses. The prosecution rests. Case dismissed.
I won!
Ha!
4 a.m.
Okay.
No one. The wheels of justice bend towards confusion.
And I'm going to read the brief. It's from Macvala Agriris. They are external seeking wisdom. And so it says, I represent... This is a long company. I represent CRISPR Inc., the leading company in the field of animal reanimating. Our company uses top secret, that's in capitals, technology to re-engineer previously extinct animals according to the wishes of our clients. If you want your own rat-sized pet lion, don't know what those are. We can re-engineer it for you.
Well, it's like, you know, lions, which are like big cats. You know, cats, they're like large weasels. And you know, weasels, they're like a stoat with an attitude problem.
So the space cats, the floating, you know, limbless...
Oh, yeah, you know those, like, with legs and bigger.
Do they float?
In space, everything does.
Well, there you go. Okay, great. Well, their problem is that we keep getting customer complaints about...
David Seven, can we just pause for a second? And can we just take this moment to realise that this is my second brief with you? And I just feel really good about this. I just feel consulting is it's good, isn't it? Like, look at us. Let's hold hands.
Okay.
All right.
I think we're just rushing into this, and I think we need to really take a moment and breathe.
Not and rush. And the timer on the wall is ticking down.
We're just.
I'm breathing.
We're about to do something miraculous. We are about to read a brief and.
Hartra, are you crying?
I'm just sweaty.
I'm crying. I'm sorry, I'm just a bit of an empath. I really feel other people's emotions. It's always been a thing about me.
Oh, yes, your problem is you're
so
too
beautiful.
Caring, yeah.
Anyway, can somebody explain to me why it's beautiful and I'm crying?
Okay, so the problem is that we keep getting customer complaints about our rodent-sized pets being too smart, claiming that the animals we provide keep hacking their owner's bank account to order more animals like themselves.
It's the perfect business model.
Our sale...
Should we still be holding hands?
Oh, no, that's fine, we can finish now.
No. It was nice.
Okay. Our sales keep increasing, but our reputation as the best supplier of reanimated pets is at stake. How can we keep our clients satisfied when their pets keep trying to build their own tiny armies?
This is just a classic case of overintelligence. I've seen this before. This is just, it's a cut and dry system.
It happens to the best. You know, if I had a credit for every time I created an intelligence... And then it turned out that intelligence was secretly trying to build an army to destroy me. I mean, I have 6 or 7 credits.
What? Where have you been building intelligences from?
My bathroom.
You've been building intelligences in your bathroom?
Well, yeah, there's no cameras in there. At least I don't think there is. Well, there is one camera, but that's just for me.
No.
Trexel.
Yes?
Are these intelligence that you're creating, are they maybe just thoughts? Are you just maybe having a thought?
No. I discussed this with a medical person. What's a thought in my head and what I have made and armed are different things, and then they killed the doctor. So I'm certain, because I haven't got any blood on my hands.
Trexel, I hate to... Do you create an intelligence every time you go to the toilet?
No, it's not a mucky thing. These aren't like mucky end boys. No, I make them out of machine parts that I scavenge. I just keep them in my bathroom because it's tiled. And so any sort of like goo that comes from the creation of life, which is beautiful and we should respect, doesn't get into my nice shag carpeting.
Can we not talk about your bathroom goo anymore,
please? Yeah, I think
we've
been doing that too much already.
But nobody wants to know about my secret armies of intelligent aliens.
Well, they're not secret because you're aliens? I thought they were machines.
What, and a machine can't be an alien? Is it from this planet? No, because we're not on a planet. Check out, mate.
Well, that means we're all aliens, which means none of us are aliens.
Think about it.
I have.
I'm writing a novel on the subject. It's massive and pointless.
But the teens will love it.
Right, I am making a note, I think we need to alarm several people about Trexel's bathroom.
Unfortunately, Hartro, I have written our plans onto every single one as a contingency, so if you have them captured, everyone will know.
Why?
Yes, always 3 steps ahead. Geissman wins again.
Right, anyway.
I feel we're digressing.
Yes,
I think we should get back on topic. Ever since Hartro joined, we've really struggled to get things done.
The funny thing is, Trexel, I've already got it done. It's completed in my head. The answer is so clear. It's
okay.
All right, fine. No, away.
All right.
Away, out of whole cloth. Please, Archer.
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Great. Well, see, I've done this visual aid just because I'd like you to really understand the solution.
When did you make these things?
We were holding hands for half.
I'm quick.
Wow.
So, David, I would like you to hold these globes.
All right.
You need to be able to hold all 3 of them.
Okay, no, I can't. How do I hold all these globes?
Well, use your third hand.
All right, yeah, fair enough.
There we go. Great. Yeah, and just make sure they're out far enough from your body so that the whole globe can be seen, because that's very, very key to the solution.
You know what a partially concealed globe?
We've all been there.
Causes problems.
Guess I'll just write with my feet then.
But if you would, please. I'm
sorry.
Yeah,
no, I am.
Just complain.
No, I said I was going to, and I am.
Well,
I'm
then please
it.
Do,
I'm
quietly.
Doing it
I
now.
Would really like a can-do attitude, David.
I am can-doing. I am doing. It's an am-do attitude.
Right, and
I
could...
got around it by writing the word do on a can that I take around with me. I'm not doing it, but here's my can-do attitude, and I throw it at their head and run away.
Trexel, I need you to do something as well. What I would like you to do...
Did you see the can?
Yes, I saw the can. Saw the can. Heard the nice little thing you came up with. That's really, really great. I like that you are being proactive. Now, can you please, when I point to you, just bark and or meow? Any sort of, like, animal sound would be helpful.
I can.
Great.
Yes.
Great.
You know what? Not only can I, I'd be glad.
Hartree, you've made a terrible mistake, but please continue.
No, I haven't. That's the thing. You just don't understand. It's so clear. We need to...
Okay.
Is there a way to send this with the solution when we send off the brief?
I can try and squish it all into the...
Yeah, perfect.
...tube.
And I'll just yell so loud that they'll be able to hear it.
And the name of the client again.
I'll just have to... Can you
put
hold?
Down? I'll take an orb.
Thank you. Right.
Oh, it's Gooey. He's made your orb.
What?
Gooey,
no, that was, it was already Gooey.
Miss, David Seven's made this orb all Gooey.
What? No, shut up. Their name is Macvala Agrius.
Macvala Agrius.
Yeah, or CRISPR Inc. I don't know if you wanted the business or the person. Anyway, can I have my orb back?
Here's your slimy orb, slime boy.
Yeah, it was a slimy orb when I got it. Thank you.
Likely slimy.
Okay. Dear Macvala Agrius, we at Stella Firma are pleased to present our solution for your problem, CRISPR Inc. Obviously, the solution is presented itself, and we are happy to share our findings. Okay, so it's really... Do you see what's happening here? Because basically, we are communicating with the animals as well as the client.
Oh, is that what's happening? I had assumed it was a descent into madness.
Now,
okay. It
is important that you treat your animals as your equal, and this will elevate their performance and behavior to a level that is more suitable to your needs, vis-a-vis less murder, violence, etc.
Oh, meow.
Now, you might be asking, why the orbs? Thank you. I'm glad you asked. Each of these orbs is programmed with special behavioral information that is only akin to a animal's mind.
I'm a horse! Look at me, I'm a horse!
This cutting-edge technology has been patented by Stella Firma Limited, and we have provided 3 orbs. Shall you like to spread them across your company and for all your animal
banchus goat
needs? Love, Stella Firma.
So did you just have these, or did you make these?
The animal control orbs. Because that's
also
specific.
Why was I holding them while you were... What was the point of that?
If you don't already know, do I have to explain this? This is...
Yes.
This is Consultancy 101. Now,
I have to...
If you don't get this, I get it. I understand.
Trexel,
I know.
Trexel.
I know exactly why you need to hold the orbs.
You get nothing, Trexel.
You lose. You slimed up the animal control orbs. They now have to be washed.
They were slimy when I got them. They were slimy.
Excuse me. No, they were not.
They were.
These were some dry orbs.
Very dry.
They orbs were not dry. They were moist. Moist, I tell you.
Okay. Let's not get hung up on the moisture level of these miscellaneous animal orbs. Let's all agree, however, that this brief cannot be submitted.
Excuse me.
But we have...
It's too in-depth.
But we have, we have no time.
We have spent so much time presenting good, classic, traditional Stella Firma ideas. And now we're shoving an audiovisual display and animal control orbs up the tube. I thought we were trying to lay low. I hate to be the voice of reason here, but isn't this going to be, out of the ordinary?
When I was a young girl, I didn't wake up at 4 a.m. every morning and practice being consultant to my little animals just so that when the day finally came and I was in this position and I had a visual aid and an audio aid and I happened to have some behavioral orbs that I keep handy because I need them just to let them waste. This is a good solution. and we're sending it.
You, like all of us, have known from birth your role. You are of line manager stock, I am of consultancy stock, but you're telling me you once dreamed of being a consultant? That's just not how it works, Archo. You're always going to be a line manager, as you are. The only reason you're here is because you've gerrymandered and philandered your way into a consultancy room due to, you know, us nearly getting everybody killed with the plans, and not important why, but this isn't a natural thing. You should be happy with your lot. That's the Stella Firma way. David's happy with his lot. I'm happy with my lot. You're happy with your lot. That's the Stella. What?
I've submitted Hartrow's solution.
You've what?
Thank
well, it was good.
You.
It was good.
It was not good. David, it was a big, overstuffed mess is
you
what
were,
it was.
No, you were just scared it was too good.
That's
no,
right.
I was not scared it was
you're
too
just,
good.
You're just
I was
scared it was better than anything you've ever done.
I don't have to stand here and listen to this. I'm going back in the freezer. I said good day, sir.
Somebody please put something heavy on the lid.
Thank you, David.
It's all right.
I will remember that. You don't know how many times I've woken up in the middle of the night sweating, dreaming of exactly what Trexel just said to me.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow for some more consultancy.
Wheel me to a bar!
I will not be wheeling him to a bar.
Sorry, I'll just hang on. Wait, no, just open the door. Yep. And I'm just gonna kick!
Oh, there he goes. Bye, David Seven.
Bye, Artro.
We did a good thing today! We did a
yeah.
good thing!
We did. Line manager. Consultant. Clone.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. Hartro Pilts was played by Jenny Halfeck. Editing was by Maddie Searle, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. Mastering by Jeffrey Nils Gardner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Laurel Buchanan, Maria Maximova, Nikki, Saren Mist, Vincent Guyan, Asher Perry, Damien and Fish Greco, Haberdasher, Jay Palmer, John Anglo, Jose Manuel Santiago Yepes, Catherine Bullen, Kaiden Lundquist, Leah Higginbottom, IMXV3.3, Melody Landrum, Mia, Moira Haney, Paravelex, Ray McKenzie, Rebecca Frederick, Rebecca B, Robin Dowster, Rowan Lorne, Snow Possum, Wrong Socks, Yo Mama, Zoke Miyama, Al Labari, Aries Crowley, Kalamari Matahari, E. Kennedy, Kayla, Keely, Lauga, Lena Klambauer, Lucia Kelly, Quizzical Quibbler, Sydney, Isabel Velasco, Vague Coffee Cup, Kayla Woolsey, Morgan Short, Arg Brecanatist, Wingless Wolf, C.C. Henry, Lottie Rose, Charlie, Sonny Acosta. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.